Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back to Eye on the Community. I'm Vicki Pepper. The Humane Society of the San Bernardino Valley is gearing up for its annual Walk for the Animals, taking place this Saturday, May 7th at San Manuel Stadium in San Bernardino. Here to tell us more is Jill Henderson, Director of Development and Outreach for the Humane Society of the San Bernardino Valley. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited.
Jill, start by telling us about the programs and services that the Humane Society of the San Bernardino Valley offers.
Sure. So we're often confused with, say, like animal control or the Humane Society of the United States. We're a private individual nonprofit. We raise our own money. We're completely on our own, and we're not animal control. But what we do have is a low-cost veterinary clinic where you can spay and neuter, vaccinate your animals, bring them if they're sick, a humane education program in our local schools, and a cruelty investigation program if you felt your neighbors or someone you saw in a parking lot was selling or maybe, you know, hurting animals. We could go out and investigate it and help them.
So you don't run a shelter?
Correct. That's such a great question. Thank you for asking. It's often a misconception because of the name that we do adopt animals or have a shelter, but there are no animals at our facility who live there or are being adopted out. They're only there for the day for, like, say, surgery. Occasionally, the officers do take an animal into protective custody, but then we partner with a rescue organization who adopts them out just to continue not confusing the messaging that we don't have animals for adoption on site.
And how can someone qualify for low cost or additional assistance?
That's the best part. Pretty much not at all. You just have to walk in. So our services are low cost across the board every day. It's not like we have certain Saturdays or certain days where we're offering low cost. It's always low cost 24/7 when we're open. If you are still experiencing an additional financial crisis or you're in a situation where your pet got really sick and it's just more than you expected, we have a variety of programs that people can qualify for. We're going to do everything we can to help you. There's ones for seniors, ones for low income. If there's something that we can match you up with, we're going to do it because we want to make sure those pets don't suffer.
And what is humane education?
I used to work in marketing and sports. And so when I came to the Humane Society, I thought the same thing. Like, oh, this must just be a cute PR thing. We take some puppies to a kindergarten class. We get some great pictures. I was just astounded when I researched the information about this study called The Link, where if you look at, especially now with the access to Netflix, like you could look at a documentary about a violent criminal, someone who's murdered people. Their first act of violence is almost always on an animal when they're a child. Mm-hmm. So humane education is, the thinking is, it gets in and it breaks the link so that they never have that act of violence against the animal and maybe don't go on to become a violent criminal. It's really teaching children about safety around animals, but more than that, kindness to animals, kindness to the environment, kindness to yourself, and kindness to others. And it's really powerful.
What are some of the signs that an animal might be being abused, and how can someone report suspected cruelty?
I would say that there's no wrong answers. There's no wrong feeling in your gut that something's happening with an animal. Because if you call us and it turns out nothing's happening, that's okay. It's always better to call and to ask rather than just assume everything's fine. It's just that see something, say something policy. So a lot of times, if you see someone selling puppies in a parking lot, that's a sign that perhaps they are running a puppy mill, that the puppies probably are unvaccinated and they're selling them, making this money, and they're kind of scamming people. Mm-hmm. People on Craigslist selling puppies, actually, people just assume that's fine and you should be doing that. And that's another red flag. One time, I in my own neighborhood saw a man walking a dog and he had a tire tied up behind it. And when I asked the officers, like, why would someone be doing that? It was to build muscle because the dog's in dogfighting. So weird things that just kind of make you take a pause, that's probably something you should call to report. And worst case, if it's not, or if we just need to go out and educate the person, maybe the dog just doesn't have a dog house, or it looks like the dog doesn't have enough water in the summer. A lot of times these things are fixed with education, but it's always good to ask the officers to get involved. So that way, if it's something more serious, they could take the necessary steps.
And tell us, I feel like I ask this question a lot anytime someone from an animal welfare organization comes in, but I feel like it just doesn't sink in with a lot of people. Why is it so important to spay and neuter our pets?
So the reason is twofold. And the first one that a lot of people don't realize is just straight health reasons. So it's going to reduce the chances of a lot of cancer. It's going to make your dog more comfortable, less likely to run if they're in heat or try and get out of the house. There's just so many just basic this is going to be better for you and your pet reasons. But the main reason is to help fight pet overpopulation. So like I talked about with these puppy mills and these animals that we see that are being abused, animals in shelters who aren't getting a home, everyone is always commenting on the internet about it and has thoughts on how people should police adoption and having animals in shelters. But it feels like no one wants to take the steps that prevent it. It's like, what should we do on the back end? And yeah, we need to have a plan for the back end, but it's so important to also fight, you know, in a more proactive way and make sure that these pets are spayed and neutered.
I'm speaking with Jill Henderson, Director of Development and Outreach for the Humane Society of the San Bernardino Valley. You have got your annual Walk for the Animals coming up this Saturday, May 7th at San Manuel Stadium in San Bernardino. Tell us about that.
I am so excited because we're finally having this event back in person after 3 years, and a Walk for the Animals is just not the same virtually. So yes, we're having it on Saturday, May 7th from 8 to 11:30 at San Manuel Stadium. And it is just an amazing day for people, families with or without pets to just come have a lot of fun. We've added a lot of new stuff this year after hosting it virtually. We've made a lot of new connections, like, for example, with you, who's going to do our Pups and Pooches line dancing class, which I am going to take a break and take. I'm so excited. We're really looking forward to having the community out.
Tell us, is there a cost associated to attend?
Absolutely not. This event is 100% free. We do encourage walkers to register in advance and raise money in support of their laps. When you raise $100, you earn a free event shirt that you could pick up at the walk, but there is no cost. It's just come, have fun, have a great day with everybody.
And of course, dogs are invited too.
Yes, dogs are invited too. Dogs are encouraged. We have had a cat come before, but I would say check the temperament of your pet, no matter what it is, before you decide if they should attend or not.
Tell us about some of the activities that you have going on.
Oh, we have so many exciting activities this year. So first, you get a walk on the actual warning track of the baseball field where the 66ers play. So I think that's really cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah, instead of a walk in the park, you have a walk in the ballpark. And then, of course, we have vendors, raffles, face painting, all the normal things, food and music that you would expect in an event. But some unique things we have this year are pooch play areas. So you can have your pet play musical hoops, which is musical chairs for dogs. And it is, if you don't play, at least watch it. It's hilarious. That's also a free. It's so much fun. There's a pet agility course. We have the line dancing, which I mentioned. And then we have free flowers for moms from Orange Blossom Florist, which I think is cool. The event's the day before Mother's Day, and that's moms of people or pets. So all moms qualify.
Oh, that is very special.
Right? It's so cute. And our raffles are going to be amazing. And everyone who comes while supplies last get a free ticket to the Inland Empire 66ers Wagon Wednesday games, where you can bring your dog back for a baseball game.
How fun.
Yeah.
So where do we sign up for this?
So you technically don't have to sign up at all. You can just show up, but it is encouraged to go to our website, hssbv.org, and go ahead and pre-register and make that site so we know you're coming and raise a little bit of money. You'd be surprised what throwing a link up one time on Facebook generates. It's really not an uncomfortable ask. It's just a post, and some people respond to it who care about animals.
And is there anything else you want us to know?
Just that it's a really great, fun day, that we're looking forward to having everybody back out with us. We genuinely did miss seeing, we miss seeing the people, especially with seeing the animals. So we're looking forward to just watching the animals, you know, in the pet contest for best dressed and getting pictures with you guys and just finally getting connect with people in person again.
And how else can someone support the Humane Society of the San Bernardino Valley, either by making a donation or by volunteering or anything else?
There's so many different levels of support, and no way to support us is too small. So, for example, if you still get a physical newspaper, you save those up for a couple weeks and you just drop those off for us, you're already helping us because we could use those to line the kennel cages when the pets are there for surgery. So something as small as just basically recycling helps us. If you have extra time and you want to come volunteer, we always need great volunteers. If you're able to donate even things like if you own a business and you want to donate a gift card to us, there's just such a variety of ways. And if you go to our website, there's a whole list, a wish list that we have of things large and small that will help us be able to continue to help animals in the community.
I've been speaking with Jill Henderson, Director of Development and Outreach for the Humane Society of the San Bernardino Valley. Their annual Walk for the Animals coming up this Saturday, May 7th at San Manuel Stadium in San Bernardino. Thank you so much for talking with us today, and thank you for caring about our animals, and I hope you have a very successful event.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.